wood you can use to start the fire. Do you ever hear a name for those real small, maybe pine wood?
Pine wood and chips, that's all we call them, chips and pine wood. You'll chop them up. Something like that.
And a real big piece of wood, you'd call that a...
A chunk of wood, that's a chunk.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of taking a big piece of wood and setting it sort of toward the back of the fireplace or the stove or something, and it burn all night and throw out a lot of heat?
Yeah, I've seen I've heard about it in the city. I ain't seen one fireplace in my life, and I forgot where that was.
In the stove or fireplace, the black stuff that forms in the chimney or in the stove, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? You know, like if you have one of these wood stoves and you opened it up and you stuck your finger in and rubbed across the inside of it, your finger would be all black.
Smut, ain't it? Okay. Oh, that's smut. Yeah, smut. That's what it is.
What do you shovel out when you have to clean the stove out?
That's the ashes.
Okay.
Shovel the ashes out.
You've had to do that, huh?
Yeah, we had to do everything. Mom made to do everything.
What would your mama do?
Well, she would do lots of things too, all the washing, because I didn't know about no washing and ironing.
Mm-hmm.
I got mad, she had to come and show me how to wash. I didn't know how to do no washing and ironing, because she wouldn't let us do nothing. Nobody couldn't beat me cooking, I bet you that. I was a good cooker, still a good cooker, a clean cooker too. I told nobody, not taste good, but I bet it's clean. But it still tastes good because I'm going to cook it plenty long enough, put plenty of seasoning in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
When my mom always told me, yeah, a lot of people think what you put in your food make it taste good. That's how long that your food is cooking, it is. So you just put it on cooking, it ain't going to taste like nothing. And I let my food cook a long time, on a slow fire, you know, with the top on it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is nice and tender and everything. And that's the way I cook.
How would your mama do the washing?
Well, she had tubs, you know. And bowls, so I got a bowl and I wash this and that there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these big tubs. I had a tub. I give my tub to somebody like a monkey. I wish I'd kept it down the aisle so you can buy tubs. But come in and wash the tears, you know. People all go to wash the tears, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just washing the clothes in the bathtub as I do mine sometimes, washing the bathtub.
That's
uh-huh.
what they used to wash all wash mm-hmm.
bowls. You still use that?
Yeah. Oh,
what was the big black thing they'd have out in the yard to heat the water in?
That was a boiler.
Uh-huh.
On your boiler clothes, you know, boiler pot. Your boiler clothes, put the soap and lye and stuff like that in
uh-huh.
the boiler. And you take a stick and take them out, you know, and rake them and rub them on the board and rake them and hang them up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and boil them.
What's something you'd have on the stove to heat water in?
Peek at them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you ever hear the boiler called a kettle?
Boiler called a kettle?
Yeah, what you'd have in your yard to heat the water to boil the clothes in. Did you ever hear that called a kettle?
No, I was calling it a boiler.
Mm-hmm.
A boiler.
What do some people have in their bathrooms that's got a lid on top of it that you can put the clothes in, the dirty clothes?
I never seen that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people have something, it's a container, it's got a lid on the top, and you can put your dirty clothes in it. Keep all your dirty clothes together before you take them to the washateria.
Oh, maybe so. I ain't never seen it.
Yes, I have one, huh?
That way there? That's the last thing I don't know nothing about. Sure don't.
What would you call the place in town where you could send your clothes to have them cleaned?
The cleaners, ain't it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And to carry clothes out, to hang them outside on the line, you could carry them out in a...
You can carry them out in your hand, you can carry them out in a tub or a bucket.
Uh-huh.
Either way.
What's something that they have now just for clothes, to carry them out in a clothes?
I forgot. A clothes hamper. Clothes hamper, is that what they call it?
Okay. What's a hamper look like?